The Daily Wrap with Michael Kastner, where uncommon thinkers gather in a common space.
The Daily Wrap continues. Michael Kastner with you. As you're filling out your employer's benefits program, have you asked for long-term or short-term disability, or do they offer it? Well, guess what's starting to get cut in this difficult economy? That's right. Gregory Michael Dell is joining us, partner and managing attorney of the Disability Income Division of Dell and Schaefer. He's joining us from Park City, Utah tonight. Greg, if you've got the insurance, don't they have to honor it?
Actually, the insurance companies are the ones who end up paying these claims, not the employers. And just because you have the insurance doesn't mean you're going to get paid. You got to satisfy the language of the policy. And often that can be very difficult to do.
All right. So as we're filling it out, there are two different types, right? Short-term and long-term. Explain the difference.
All right. Short-term will usually cover you from a period of anywhere from 180 days to a year, or maybe as little as 60 days. And long-term disability will usually kick in after the short-term disability. So that's usually anywhere after 180 days or after a year for long-term disability.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because we just had to refill. Most of us all had to refill all of our claims out. We had to prove that we are in good health as we are now. Then we all have to, big chunk of us have to pay extra out of our own pocket for this insurance. But the point is, though, that they're being much choosier or using a rather arcane way of deciding what they're going to pay or not pay?
Well, there's two different issues you just raised in your question. The first one is that if you have this coverage through your employer, which is what 99% of the people have out there, then as long as you're working and satisfying the active employment requirement, which is usually about 30 to 35 hours a week, then you're going to get the coverage subject to a pre-existing condition limitation provision.
Okay.
So usually if you stay working for at least a year, even if you have some kind of medical issue that makes it difficult for you, once that year goes by, then you're going to be able to get paid. So that's not an issue.
Okay.
The second thing you brought up was about getting paid and is it more difficult right now? And it's not necessarily going to be more difficult. It's just a function of knowing whether or not you qualify based upon the definition of disability. And you said about that, you know, some people are paying their premiums, and some employers pay the full premium, and some companies have the employees pay some of the premium. Most of the time it's better off if you're an employee, if you're paying it on your own and not deducting it, because then your benefit could be tax-free in the event you ever need it.
And we're talking with Greg Michael Dell. He's partner and managing attorney of the Disability Income Division of Dell and Schaefer. He's talking to us from Park City, Utah tonight about disability insurance termination. And it is happening to some folks. If that does happen to you and you feel you've been wronged, what can you do to stand up for your rights? Is it basically over for you?
Well, no, it's absolutely not over. The real issue that makes it difficult when you have an employer-provided policy is that it's governed by this federal law called ERISA. And ERISA was promulgated by the government back in 1979 is when it was initially passed. And when a policy is governed by ERISA, you have to comply with administrative procedures. So you don't even have a right to jump in and say, hey, insurance company, I'm going to sue you. You first have to go through this whole administrative process at the court. I'm sorry, with the employer and in the insurance company. And actually, you go right back to the insurance company, and they're the one who evaluates the claim. And there's laws that say how many days you have to appeal and what you must do. So, unfortunately, you have to wait this period, and you have to go back to the same company that denied you before you can even get your right to go into court.
Greg Michael Dell, partner and managing attorney for the Disability Income Division of Dell and Schaefer, talking to us from the beautiful Park City, Utah tonight. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.